The Bohemian Grove is one of the most prestigious camp retreats in California. This retreat is private and exclusive, only getting access by invite only, attended exclusively by the wealthiest, most powerful men in the world. While the Grove is promoted as just an exclusive camp retreat for the elite to unwind, since its inception, the people who have heard about it have wondered what really takes place at the Grove. With how secretive they are about their camp, it has led to many rumors about the Grove. People have started to think that something sinister has taken place there. Rumors that the elite were participating in satanic rituals and sacrifices at the Bohemian Grove started spreading throughout the years. People's assumptions were fueled even further after Alex Jones leaked footage that he managed to record of a ritual that was being done at the Grove. With the footage being from the 2000s, when HD wasn't a thing, you couldn't really make out what was taking place. But today in 2024, a new person snuck into the Bohemian Grove and managed to get 4K footage of the rituals, finally revealing what the elite are really up to. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the YouTuber who snuck into the Bohemian Grove and recorded a ritual in 4K. But before you begin, I just wanted to let you guys know that the Trump video is up on Patreon. This video is available for free for everyone. All you have to do is become a free member and you will be able to see this video. You can find the link to my Patreon in the description and pinned in the comment section. Thank you all. Now let's get right into it. For the most part, most of the world has no idea what the Bohemian Grove even is. Most people I ask about the Bohemian Grove only ever heard of it when Ryan Garcia went viral for claiming he was taken there. For most of the world, the name Bohemian Grove means absolutely nothing, which to me is rather sad because those who attend the Grove are usually powerful world leaders, people who shape our world. While the Bohemian Grove claims to just be a fun retreat for the elite, a lot of evidence has been released over the years contradicting those claims. One speculation that is believed takes place at the Grove is the selection of the next president of the United States. For example, George Bush Jr. and Sr. attended the Grove together one year while George Bush Jr. was running for president. After Bush attended the Grove, he was elected president. People believe this decision was decided at the Bohemian Grove. While as of now, this remains just rumors, what isn't a rumor was the Grove's connection to the creation of the atomic bomb. It is a well-known fact the Manhattan Project, which was the code name for the development of the atomic bomb, was discussed and planned at the Bohemian Grove. This was before it was even approved by the government. It was discussed in private at the Grove and decided on. What's rather interesting about all of this is that according to the Grove members, no business or important political matters are discussed at the Grove retreat. The Grove even has a motto stating weaving spiders come not here, which implies that members should leave behind outside concerns and business deals when gathered in the Grove. For a place that claims to be only for entertainment, they were discussing some rather serious life-altering things. This is a massive problem because something like the atomic bomb should have been discussed and documented for public records. These elites were planning something as catastrophic as the atomic bomb privately amongst each other in a camp. Just imagine what else gets planned at the Grove. This alone contradicts members' claims that the Grove is just a hangout. Obviously, a lot more than hanging out is taking place at the Bohemian Grove. The elite don't meet up in the middle of the woods for nothing. There's a sinister reason why they are there. While people didn't know what was taking place at the lodge, they knew it wasn't good. For years, people wanted answers, and some people even tried forcing their ways into the Grove. This wouldn't turn out well for them, as the Grove was heavily protected by armed police and private security. They basically had a private army guarding the Grove. This only made people even more suspicious, believing something strange was taking place in there. This was kinda confirmed back in the 2000s when Alex Jones managed to sneak in the Grove and get a recording. Since this was the 2000s, the footage looked grainy and you could barely make up what was taking place. But people were able to make out a giant owl statue and some sort of ritual being done in front of it. Those participating in the ritual were the elite members of the club that attended the Grove. It was revealed that the ritual they were doing was called the Cremation of Care, a supposed mock sacrifice ritual done to what they called the Owl of Shrine. Even though the footage did depict a ritual, it wasn't clear enough to make out what was going on. So most people that saw the footage just ignored it as it never even happened. Years would pass on and the story was buried, and people once again lost interest in the grove. It wasn't until many years later that the Bohemian Grove would be brought back in the spotlight when the whole Ryan Garcia situation happened. This brought new eyes onto the camp, and people again started asking questions. The world wanted to know what in the world was taking place at the Bohemian Grove. Years had gone by, and no one was brave enough to reattempt what Alex Jones did by infiltrating it. Well, no one except for a YouTuber named Dancer. See, 7 months ago, Dancer posted a video that everyone in the truth community was waiting for. The video was called Bohemian Grove Infiltration. In the video, Dancer showed himself using a canoe to sneak into the Bohemian Grove. Dancer then sneaks around the island, recording everything with his GoPro camera. He is even seen making his way into a building in the camp.
So this is the entry to Bohemian Grove.
It's like a secret cult deep in the Redwoods where they host super private meetings. Friends have been here, super powerful people with tons of money. The plan is to infiltrate the site and see what's going on. I want to see the owl statue. We'll see if we can get in. The sun is about to set. I don't really feel comfortable doing this if it's not dark. I think the FBI is probably involved, CIA maybe. I mean, these are all rumors, I don't know. But whatever's going on in there, it's creepy. I'm not gonna explore too much, but I'm definitely gonna try to see that owl statue and where they do some sort of ritual. It's a man-made lake, it's a reservoir, and there's an owl statue right behind it.
This might be the best way into the site. That water's deep, and it's cold.
We got the kayak. We got a cast iron to use as a paddle. You know, I gotta go through all this brush with this kayak to get to the river. This will be like the last time I use my flashlight until we actually get to the owl. Road over there, and there's actually a Bohemian Grove guest house thing, like right over there. Game plan is go over this mountain. Don't use the road, because that's exactly where they would expect me if I do trigger any sensors or cameras or anything. So go the super rough way over and down. And right now I have to deal with this big cliff with the kayak. I'm not sure exactly how this is gonna go.
I made it down somehow. Kayak's in the water. I need to keep my voice down.
I'm in the kayak. I managed to only get my hand wet. Let's disembark my trusty cast iron. There's like some low fog on the water. And the moon is like, it might be a full moon tonight. So
I am now officially on Bohemian Grove land. There's a fishing pole right here. I think I gotta hide this kayak better just in case anybody comes along here to check out the beach for whatever reason. So
there's a little fork in the road. We have 4 options. That's where I came from. I'm leaning on it going this way or that way. I want to go this way. Lookout Mountain, Sunny Road Trail, Museum. Gate Lookout Shop. There's like the first bit of light we've seen from the movie. I think that might actually be the front entrance. I'm not sure. Alright, there's some sort of weird gate thing down there. There's like tons of houses. There's like lights on in each one of these houses. There's sensors up there.
I think it's probably okay. I guess we'll find out in a second here.
I just shine my light in here, and all the lights just turned on. It's so tempting to flash my flashlight right now. I'm not gonna do it. These are just all tables. It's like where they eat.
Is that actually it? There's like no water in this. Yeah, here's where you see all the pictures online. And that's the owl statue. Dude, I'm actually here. This is insane.
No way. Bohemian Grove. I made it. I actually made it. I'm here. I'm doing it. Yeah. This is the owl statue. What the fuck? No way. Oh, that's hollow. They need to fill this pond up. They do. Yeah, that's the owl. Bunch of ferns have grown on it. Well, this is what I wanted to see. Oh, no way. You can go like behind the owl. I got some outlets. Well, it's time to leave this place now.
As you saw for yourself, Dancer made his way around the island and snuck in and out undetected. While the footage didn't really show much, it did look rather creepy there. While this was impressive and brave, it still didn't really prove anything that has been said about the grove. So Dancer decided to sneak back into the grove again, this time going further. As you saw for yourself, Dancer found the actual ritual grounds where the elite did their cremation of care ritual. This was a big win for the truth community. Even though he wasn't able to get much besides the statue of the owl, he proved that it wasn't impossible to infiltrate the grove. He did this by himself with a cheap little canoe and a frying pan. Although he got footage of all this to some, it still didn't prove much. It was just a video of the giant owl. There was nothing going on besides that. No elite doing satanic rituals, no sacrifice. It was just empty. And this was because the grove is a midsummer retreat. When Dancer went, the elite weren't attending the grove as it was off season. So it's the reason he didn't manage to get any kind of rituals recorded. It probably was also why he was able to sneak in so easily. While we now have clear footage of the ritual site, we still don't have a clear recording of the rituals themselves. Something I have been waiting to see since I first saw the Alex Jones Bohemian Grove leak in the early days of YouTube. It appears like we will never get 4K footage of the owl ritual, as who will be able to sneak in when all the security is there during the meetings? Or, so we thought, as Dancer knew his mission wasn't completed and waited until the Bohemian Grove was in season and snuck back into it again. July, the month we're currently in, just so happens to be the same month the Bohemian Grove retreat takes place. This year, the Grove secret retreat took place on, you guessed it, July 13th, the same exact day the attempt on Trump happened. Now, isn't that a coincidence? This YouTuber was waiting for this day to come, and he did what he did best. He snuck into the Bohemian Grove and recorded it. This time, things were much different, as Dancer managed to record way more. While Dancer hasn't released his new video yet, he uploaded a clip onto his Instagram of what he saw. This time, he didn't disappoint at all, and managed to record the ritual in 4K quality.
The owl is in his sneaky temple. May all within the grove be reverent before him.
As you saw for yourself in this short clip, we can hear the members of the grove saying, "The owl is in the leafy temple. Let all in the grove be reverent before him." Clear as day, we saw the ritual taking place. While this is all he has released so far, I also managed to find more footage that was uploaded on Facebook that might be from Dancer or someone else, but I'm not sure. In this video, we see even more being exposed, as we see footage of a group of men in cloaks holding torches, making their way through the woods.
Bro, what? Alright, this is cool. But I'm gonna have to step in if I see anything crazy going on.
The owl is in his leafy temple. May all within the grove be reverent before him.
As you saw for yourself, this YouTuber did what many thought was impossible. He snuck into the Bohemian Grove while the elite were in attendance. He recorded their ritual, and now there's no doubt in anyone's mind that these elite are up to something dark. What these elite are doing are ceremonial rituals. These elite are occultists, and most likely are members of the Freemason. The Owl of Shrine is actually a representation of Moloch, another deity that was sacrificed to in ancient times. This is exactly what these elite are recreating. They're recreating this ancient sacrifice done to the god they're serving. These elite are up to some dark activities in the grove, and I am waiting for Dancer to drop the full video so we can see what else he found. I honestly want to interview the guy, but I can't get in contact with him. I sent him a DM, but he hasn't opened it yet. If you guys want to help me get this interview, please go to his YouTube channel or his Instagram and tell him the True Fist sent you and wants to interview him, and alert him to check his DMs. I'm pretty sure if he sees enough of you comment the same thing, he would end up checking it out. This guy is truly brave and has my respect for this. I am praying for his safety, as I know what he is doing is dangerous. If anything, his footage confirms the elite aren't there to have fun. They are there to practice rituals and other disturbing activities. God has empowered us to expose the truth in 2024. All that's done in the dark shall come to the light, and we are seeing it happen in real time. Well, I'm gonna end this one here, but before you guys go, I just wanted to remind you guys to like, comment, and share this video so others may see the truth. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.